Lee. Good morning. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing, Mr.
Good, Spike?
China? Very good.
You there?
I'm here. Hello?
Oh, there he is. There he is. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you well.
Okay.
You're fine. Yeah. Coming through loud and clear.
Good, yeah. good. How you doing, man? You good?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm real good. All right.
In theaters, always good.
In theaters Friday the 13th. That's true. In theaters Friday the 13th is Spike Lee's latest, The Sweet Blood of Jesus.
Also, can I just say something?
What's that?
They're not vampires, my man. I heard you clowning on me. I was on the line.
What?
I was on the line.
What?
They're not.
It's confusing.
Vampires.
What are they?
These are people in this film who are addicted to blood. Human beings have many addictions: sex, drugs, power, money, alcohol.
But just like vampires, your stars kill your victims and they don't die. They become blood,
sir,
blood addicts too.
I wrote the script. They're not vampires.
Okay. They're not vampires. They just like blood, and they don't
die. They're addicted to it. They're addicted to blood, but they're not vampires.
And you have one of the finest zombies I've ever seen in my life. A fine naked zombie.
A naked zombie.
Yes, a naked.
They're not zombies either.
So I haven't seen the movie, Spike. So what do you call them if they're not vampires and they're not zombies?
Blood addicts.
They're addicts.
They're just human beings who are addicted to blood.
Yeah.
They're addicted to blood.
Okay.
We have many human beings with many addictions, and these particular people are addicted to blood.
This is a real thing, that there are people that are addicted to blood that like drinking human blood and.
Thank you.
So is this the movie that you raised the money on Kickstarter for?
Yeah, this is a movie I raised the money on Kickstarter, and I want to thank everyone who contributed. Thank you. Thank you very much. And
if you contributed to Kickstarter and you didn't like the movie, can you get your money back?
When you go to a movie, do you get your money back?
It's a confusing movie.
Congratulations on your NAACP Image Award.
Yeah, congratulations.
And you gave a really great speech inciting the four generations of women in your family and the roles
my
that they
grandmother,
play.
My late grandmother, late mother.
Yeah.
My wife Tanya and my daughter Satchel.
That was really nice. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You ready for All-Star Weekend in New York?
Oh yeah, I'm ready. It's snowing here today a little bit, but hopefully it'll be clear up and New York's going to be on fire.
Are you going to have a party?
Oh yeah, I'm having a party Saturday night. It's an old school sneaker jam. You got to wear sneakers to get in.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you gotten a nasty email from the owner of the Knicks?
Who, Mr. James Dolan?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, me and him are very close.
Oh, no, he sent an email to one of the ticket holders and told him, you know.
No, that wasn't me. I've been a New York Knicks season ticket holder since Patrick Ewing's rookie year. I got my tickets the day after.
You want your money back?
Lord.
There have been some seasons.
I still believe in Phil Jackson, and I think that we're going to get the number one pick in the lottery, Okafor, and we'll be back to glory.
Okay.
Y'all drafting glory?
Every time I come on this show, you just let's get Spike Lee on so we just make fun of him. That's all right.
Keep coming back, Spike. All right, thank you. That's the important thing. Keep coming back.
The Sweet Blood of Jesus in theaters Friday the 13th.
Sweet Blood of Jesus.